leap, you fall through the portal and go flying into a strange realm, a newly familiar realm, heading towards memories. Three memories bound together. But these memories, as they spin tightly against each other, there's something strange about them. One of them has a broken edge to it, and one of them is sort of flickering as though it's maybe just barely out of reach. You're just taking in the weirdness of these memories compared to your previous experiences, and then you're embracing them, your mind and your heart and your whatever passes for a body in this weird realm, with the energy of the past. And we're about to find out what you discover about your past, Leap. Stephen, hello, welcome to another special memory session. How are you going?
Hello. I'm trying to spend all my special memories remembering what it is we have done, because it's been a while.
It has been a little while since we visited the keep once again, and this time we met Leary Dawson, Dawes' son, and the various other members of the gang, and you were Paisley, trapped up in all kinds of intense emotional shenanigans.
I'm choosing to call the keep now Leap Vegas, because I feel like it's just what happens there stays there.
So, yeah, there's definitely kind of an ongoing mystery about why you keep coming back to this keep. You don't have any clues about that yet. You're just going to have to speculate. But right now we are going to find something out. We're going to find out about these memories. So there's three memories, and they are all tangled together. They are all kind of linked pieces of one greater memory. How much they are connected together is going to be kind of up to you, because as usual, Stephen, you are going to be leading the creativity in this bit, and I will be responding to you. The DM player divide is switched around for this bit very much. Things didn't go entirely according to plan in the keep adventure, and there was some damage to one of the memories, and this flickering one, Leap certainly wouldn't have any idea about what's going on there. So I think what we'll do is we'll start doing one of these memories, but because they're all sort of bundled together, once you kind of start moving in there, I will randomly roll and see whether that's one of the broken memories or not, and then tell you what happens. So we might kind of just get into the beginning of something and then have it pulled away from us. I think that's a nice way to surprise ourselves with what's going to come. Cool. So this first memory, there's a particular prompt I'm going to give you. Would you like a prompt that is an experience, or a prompt that is just the name of an emotion?
I give me an experience.
All right. And I'm rolling. Ooh,
and an emotion. I'm feeling improv-y. Yeah.
All right. Ooh. Oh, well, this is good. The experience that I've rolled on my table is making a promise. And the emotion is joy, which I think was the name of one of the characters that we've just spent time with.
Yes, it was. That's a nice touch. All right. This is this memory of sort of looking around. I find myself in a very a plush room. It's a very nice room, and there's a four-poster bed, and it's well appointed, right? And it's got velvet and drapes. And there's a table next to the bed. It's like a table, sort of just a bedside table, but it's very ornate, handcrafted. And on top of it is a bowl, like a glass or crystal bowl full of fresh, ripe, delicious looking fruit. And there are three candles lit next to the bowl. And they've been burning for a while, although they have been half lit. But I get the sense from this room that each time the candle is lit, it is a fresh candle. So it has been in there for a while. I see on to the left of the drawer again, there's a it's a tall figure, with he's an elf. He's a tall elf, and he is looking at me expectantly.
Nice.
And he says, well, can you do it?
All right. We'll pause right there. I'm going to make a roll. There's a 1 in 3 chance this memory will continue unimpeded. Ooh. So what I've rolled is that this one is the flickering memory. So as the elf says this, he kind of flickers out of your view for a minute, and you're not experiencing the memory anymore. You're back in that weird, purpley, drifting space, and then you're back in the memory. But all of it is looking a bit vague, and it's flickering some more. You're going to get a few more details. Give me a few more details before it's just going to be pulled away from you.
The elf is holding a dagger, and he's twirling it in his fingers. And this dagger has a nice, ornate ivory handle. But on the other side of the dagger, as he turns it around, there's a black ebony handle. So it's a half and half. And then on the wall, there's also a wanted poster. And there's a face on there. But it looks familiar, but I can't quite make it out as the room fades.
Amazing. Cool. So the room fades away. The elf fades away. All of it is gone from view. And you just have this sudden sense of loss. Like this memory, it wasn't broken or collapsed, it's just gone out of your reach somehow. It's not where it used to be, and there's just the vague sense, the memory of, like, you remember the cigarettes that Joy was smoking that had been lit by that weird demonic candle flame. There's something of that scent that just plays in your memory, that smell, that association, and then you're tumbling into the next of these memories. It's all so confusing. So you've landed in the second of these three linked memories. This might be something that was before that. It might be something after that. Do you want me to give you another prompt, or do you have an idea right away with what to do?
No, well, that's why I know exactly where I am. I am being dragged up a gangway towards a gallows. And there's a crowd full of people all chanting and cheering, and I'm struggling, but I'm being dragged up to this gallows, and then I sort of stop struggling and find myself just walking, and perk up. So the struggling was kind of, I think, got the crowd cheering, but I remember playing to the crowd with this. This was a real moment. That I thought, yeah, this is I'm going to have some fun with this. And I get up to the gallows, and then I don't even hear there's a man stands up, and he proclaims something from a dais, alleging crimes for breaking my word to the High Council, and something, but all I can see is just the crowd erupting in cheers and laughter at my pending demise. And I just feel the rope go around my neck. And as I stand on the platform, and I grin.
I've got one more roll to make. Let's see if this is the memory that has a crack in it. And it is. So this is the memory that has a crack in it. So there's going to be something missing, something weird. So whatever you're about to describe happening, let's leave a gap and then come in somewhere else, or maybe this is the end of it unexpectedly. So tell me, say again what you were just saying as you felt the noose around your neck.
I have a smile on my face, and then my whole gaze shifts, and I suddenly see a view from a tower. I've got a high vantage point from being looking out over this crowd. I'm now looking down below a crowd where there's a figure standing at a gallows smiling, and then the gallows drops, and I just see myself leaving down this tower, sort of a wry laugh, a bit of a cackle, feeling very pleased that this plan has worked.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So I'm going to suggest that the crack in this is preventing you from seeing the face of the person in the gallows, the person that you were. So you don't know if that is you, if that is who was who in this situation. I guess you're obviously someone here. I'm struggling to come up with the right language to describe it.
I think the crack is, I don't know, you know, like, I remember being the person dragged into the gallows, and I remember being the person who saw the person die.
Yeah,
both can't be true, but I don't know how.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Very good. Okay. Two fascinating memories. your character's memories are very complicated. It's a very complicated set of information that we've accumulated.
Laying a bunch of bricks. Who knows what kind of platform they're going to build?
Yeah. I'm really excited. I can already see some cool connections that are forming. So we'll worry about connections later on, because we have one more memory to figure out, and this is the memory that is fully intact. This is the one that is going to be fully complete, and we can spend a little bit of time, if we like, looking around the edges and the corners of this one. Do you want a prompt for this one, or do you know immediately where to fall in there?
No, give me a prompt. Give me a double again. I feel I'm on a roll.
This one is trying to shelter from a storm is the event. And trying to shelter from storm, and the emotion is elation.
And this is totally it, right? So I'm with a cadre of people, and we're in a dimly lit castle balustrade type thing with a couple of windows overlooking this courtyard, which I, for those keen listeners before, was previously filled with a bunch of people. Previous memory, whether it was previous to this memory, I don't know, but it's the same courtyard. But there is these crackles of lightning being hurled at the balustrade from outside. And it's just this lightning after lightning strike, and we're sort of sheltering against the window, trying to stop the building from, or the lightning to get into the walls, but also trying not to get struck directly, and also to not have the castle collapse around us. But everyone in the room is really feeling, you know, they're driven by purpose, but they're also grim determination to survive. And so, but then one of the younger men, people in the room just starts singing some kind of battle hymn or battle song, as it were, and then another starts joining in, and then it's like quickly the eight of people plus myself, I seem to know the words, starts singing loudly as these lightning strikes hurtle against the tower, and this builds such great feeling and vibe amongst the group that we're all just stoked to be there doing this. This is a really good experience, but also I know that my plan is going perfectly. This is exactly where I need to be, doing exactly what I need to be doing for everything to work out. That's this is the memory, and the faces on these people, they're all sort of unique and interesting, but uniformly not important, apart from one.
Right.
So there's one face in particular is a younger male dwarf. I say younger. He doesn't have a full beard, but he's got a very striking nose with like a crisscross scar over the top of it. And I feel like that scar is really important, because it's sort of glowing at the moment as the songs come through, and the scar is vibrating and emanating some kind of positive, I want to say charm in the room. But I keep drawn to this and know that it's doing exactly what I want it to be doing, and that this is what needs to be happening now for, as I said earlier, for my plan to succeed.
Fantastic. My only question, I think, is that are you and your fellows in the cadre wearing the purple tunic with the golden crest that was the same uniform in some of your other memories of your soldiering? Or is this a different outfit entirely?
They're not singing about, they're not, they weren't enraptured about, they weren't talking about the prince, but they were wearing purple tunics. I couldn't see the symbols, so it's possible.
That's great.
Hooray.
Cool. So the only extra touch that I'm going to add is not about that memory per se, but just the sense that as you settle into this memory leap, you get the feeling that there's kind of more in here for you to uncover. And it might, I'm thinking not like more narrative memories that we would describe like this, but that your character in the situation, your remembered self has knowledge. Has a whole bunch of knowledge, and maybe some of that knowledge is going to filter through. So you'll be able to remember more things as you go, start drawing more connections between these memories. That's kind of the next phase of this memory mini game that we're doing is as we start knitting them together, you get a sense that there's actually all of this packed information sort of waiting to be pulled out of the pieces that you already have. And we'll get onto that in due course, but not right now, because what is happening is that you are out of that memory, or that memory is now part of you. You are alone floating in this weird nether space, and those three memories that you were chasing are now embedded within you. They've joined the other memories. They're part of you. You're part of them. You're moving through this weirdness, and there are, well, there's another portal. You find yourself drawn towards this portal, and you can see that there is a, there's another memory on the other side of that portal. And so you start moving towards it. You know what you have to do. So as always, we'll leave the last moment, the last thought, the last words in the sequence to you, Stephen.
Oh, bugger. Here we go again.
Welcome to our fifth Dungeon Leap interlude. That was Stephen Youngblood as Leap, and I am Morgan Davey, the Dungeon Master. That's close of business for Dawson's Keep. It's also the close of Season 1 of Dungeon Leap. We're taking a break for a while for typical real-life reasons. I hope you've enjoyed leaping around with us. There are some great surprises coming when we do return. Watch out for us. There's a lot more dungeon leaping ahead. Now is also a really good time to hit us with any feedback or encouragement. We love to hear from listeners. If you have any friends who like to binge a story instead of taking it week by week, this is a good moment for that too. Send them to our back catalogue now. Other Diceratops news coming up Monday, June 24th. Diceratops is going to be doing a special live stream game as part of Kiwi RPG Week. The amazing Greg Ellis is stepping into the GM seat to lead a game of Deathmatch Island by Tim Dene. This game is wildly fun. Ordinary folks in the modern world who find themselves dropped into a weird and deadly competition. It's a bit Lost, a bit Running Man, a bit Severance. It's all its own thing. There's details of that event on kiwirpg.com, and you can find Deathmatch Island from Evil Hat Games. There are also rumblings about a long-awaited return to the stage for more D&D live from Diceratops. We've got no formal announcement that we can make yet. We're just in very, very early conversations about it, but I know a lot of people have been asking, and if you like that idea, do keep asking. Let us know. It'll make things run maybe a little bit more smoothly. Finally, keep a watch out for my new game. It's called Five Evil. It's a horror game that tears apart the rules of D&D 5e. It's coming to Kickstarter soon. We haven't set a time, but soon. So follow Handiwork Games for news on that project. There's a bunch of info on their website already, and when it actually goes to crowdfunding, they will be all about letting you know. And I'm excited about it. It's going to be great. That's us for now. Thanks to Enver Avechian and Alexi Action for music, and Johnny Holiday and Samuel Francis Johnson for sounds. Diceratops is proud to be part of Kiemu Whakato or Aotearoa Kiwi RPG. I'm Morgan Davey. We are Diceratops. We love games, and our shows are for everyone. And stick around for one more treat. An intruder within the gate! An intruder within the gate! To the gate! To the gate!
Protect the unqueen!
You can make a fella feel real welcome.
Stand down, guards. I know this one. Broken greetings, Kemael. To what do I owe this pleasure?
Howdy, cousin. My disrespects to you.
And you.
How do I find you? This strange moment.
Well, exactly, Kemael. How do you find me?
You know I got ways. You seem kind of busy.
Been around.
Well, you got a whole operation unfolding here with your guards and your gates and so forth. But hope you don't mind me popping by. I got something to talk to you about.
Oh, and what, pray tell, is that?
his immortal spirit. He's cut loose from flesh, from memory, leaping through worlds. He's caught my attention a ways.
And you think that's something to do with me?
That's the funniest thing. See, this mortal is following a call. Something like, to remember who you are, you must become someone new. Words along that sort of line.
Ah. Yes, and...
Well, I thought to myself, I know that voice. So I'm asking, Pazalan the Unqueenly, cousin demon, you got anything to say for yourself?
Bugger.